The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. It could be their immaculate fashion sense, or maybe it's that sweet wobbly gait, but there's no denying that penguins are cute. As are other fan favorites such as pandas, koalas, and giraffes. But research shows our fondness for particular animals could have detrimental effects on preservation efforts. These so-called glamour animals dominate fundraising campaigns and news headlines, siphoning money away from more needy, if less photogenic, creatures, according to some experts. Our emotional preferences are not necessarily going to be sufficient guides to what we need to protect. Past research has shown that lack of human interest in an animal group can result in decreased funding for its protection. In fact, in a 1998 issue of Conservation Biology, researchers found that these glamour animals, including species of birds, mammals, and fish, were under the protection of significantly more non-governmental organizations. The allocation of benefits from the U.S. Endangered Species Act were similarly skewed. So the next time a rotund panda or a brightly colored parakeet catches our eye, we should consider other animals that lack such sweet-looking faces but still need our protection.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.